Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good evening. Welcome to the English Academy Club. I am Valeska, your show host. Thank you for joining me today. In today's episode, I will be reading a book to you called The Light We Lost. I will read this book to you once or twice a week so you can keep up with me, and I'll always let you know when we will be reading it. The Light We Lost. Prologue. We've known each other for almost half our lives. I've seen you smiling, confident, blissfully happy. I've seen you broken, wounded, lost. But I've never seen you like this. You taught me to look for beauty. In darkness, in destruction, you always found light. I don't know what beauty I'll find here, what light, but I'll try. I'll do it for you, because I know you would do it for me. There was so much beauty in our life together. Maybe that's where I should start. Chapter 1. Sometimes objects seem like they're witnessed history. I used to imagine that the wooden table we sat around during Kramer's Shakespeare seminar our senior year was as old as Columbia, that it had been in that room since 1754, edges worn smooth by centuries of students like us, which of course couldn't be true. But that's how I pictured it. Students sitting there through the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, both World Wars, Korea, Vietnam, the Persian Gulf. It's funny, if you ask me who else was with us that day, I don't think I could tell you. I used to be able to see all their faces so clearly, but 13 years later, I remember only you and Professor Kramer. I can't even recall the name of the TA who came running late into the classroom, later even than you. Kramer had just finished calling roll when you pushed open the door. You smiled at me, your dimple making a brief appearance as you slipped off your Diamondbacks cap and stuck it into your back pocket. Your eyes landed quickly on the empty seat next to mine, and then you did too. "And you are?" Kramer asked, as you reached into your backpack for a notebook and a pen. "Gabe," you said. "Gabriel Simpson." Kramer checked the paper in front of him. "Let's aim for on time for the rest of the semester, Mr. Simpson," he said. "Class starts at 9. In fact, let's aim for early." You nodded, and Kramer started talking about themes in Julius Caesar. "We at the height are ready to decline," he read. "There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves, or lose our ventures." I trust you all did the reading. Who can tell me what Brutus is saying about fate and free will here? I'll always remember that passage because I've wondered so many times since that day whether you and I were fated to meet in Kramer's Shakespeare seminar, whether it's destiny or decision that has kept us connected all these years, or a combination of both. Taking the current when it serves. After Kramer spoke, a few people flipped through the text in front of them. You ran your fingers through your curls, and they sprang back into place. "Well," you said, and the rest of the class joined me in looking at you. But you didn't get to finish. The TA, whose name I can't remember, came racing into the room. "Sorry I'm late," she said. "A plane hit one of the Twin Towers. It came on TV just as I was leaving for class." No one knew the significance of her words, not even she did. "Was the pilot drunk?" Kramer asked. "I don't know," the TA said, taking a seat at the table. "I waited, but the newscasters had no idea what was going on. They said it was kind of a prop plane." "If it had happened now, all of our phones wouldn't have been blowing up with news, pings from Twitter and Facebook and push notifications from the New York Times." "But communication, then, wasn't yet instant, and Shakespeare wouldn't be interrupted." We all shrugged it off, and Kramer kept talking about Caesar. As I took notes, I watched the fingers of your right hand unconsciously rub against the wood grain of the table. I doodled an image of your thumb with its ragged nail and torn cuticle. I still have the notebook somewhere, in a box filled with Lidham and contemporary civilizations. I'm sure it's there. So that was chapter one. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please come back again for another episode. And we will continue reading The Light We Lost. Take care. And if you have not subscribed to my podcast, please go ahead and do so. It'd be great to have you back. Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.